According to a recent report from the World Bank, nearly one-third of Myanmar's population of more than 50 million people is living in poverty, most of them in the country's rural areas. When the program was launched on Thursday in a village about an hour's drive from the capital city, Naypyidaw, local residents greeted the working group with a traditional dance. Kent Zoll is Director General of the Department of Rural Development under Myanmar's Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Irrigation. He says the aid program is different from what has been tried in the past.
This is what we call a very comprehensive program. We have the other program, for example, just a road and road only. So agriculture only, livestock only. So here we consider is the comprehensive development. Comprehensive means what they need, internal infrastructure, what they need, internal livelihood. Livelihood is very important. And also what they need for the long run sustainable for the economic development. So that's why. So that kind of comprehensive development still needs.
The pilot of the Poverty Reduction Cooperation Project is the result of a partnership between China's International Poverty Reduction Center and the Department of Rural Development under Myanmar's Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Irrigation. Min Nan is Deputy Director of the Yunnan Provincial Poverty Alleviation Office, which is responsible for the implementation of the project. Min Nan says the working group hopes to share China's poverty reduction experience with the local communities in Myanmar.
This year, we plan to start with infrastructure projects, including road and drinking water projects, which are relatively easy to start and see faster results. But we would also like to see capacity building, industry development, and other sustainable development over the next 3 years, the concrete results of which can be seen in the second or third year. That's what we are dedicated to achieving.
In addition to the road and drinking water projects, Min Nan says China plans to help villagers renovate school buildings and clinics, develop rural industries such as planting and breeding, carry out community environmental governance, and provide technical and vocational training. Nearly 8,000 people living in the two villages included in the pilot program are expected to benefit from the $5 million project.